Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So a little fun in North Carolina. You may remember, this, 2016, 2018, guy named Leslie McCray Dowless. Remember that name? Does that name pop into your ear? He was the guy who was running around collecting up ballots from folks, and he was helping them, you know, helping them fill them in, and then forging their name and putting them in, you know, voter fraud. But he was doing it for a Republican, and I guess that was okay, which is how the Republican got elected there in the 9th Congressional District, that Mark Harris guy. But evidently, yesterday, Dowless entered a plea of guilty to theft of government property and Social Security fraud. Evidently, while he was out committing crimes of stealing votes and voter fraud, he was actually being paid by the campaigns and the federal government. Oops, that is a crime. Now, he's going to plead guilty to that from what we're told. We'll find out what his sentence is. He could face up to 15 years in prison. He also still faces charges for the voter fraud from 16 and 18. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I find it very interesting. Republicans are claiming all this voter fraud, especially when you look at Ohio. You go, what the heck, Ohio? In fact, a guy named Edward Snodgrass, he's a trustee in Porter Township, Ohio. He has admitted, yeah, he committed voter fraud. His father passed away. He was doing him a favor. He was his final wish. His final wish to commit voter fraud. He's going to be sentenced as well. We'll see how that plays out. Anyway, here to talk about real voter suppression and what states are doing across the country to ensure that people do not vote. I look at Ohio and some of their tactics. That's why I've invited Ohio State Representative Tavia Galonsky to come talk with us. Tavia represents the 35th District in Ohio, former sister Teamster, also the chair of the Ohio Women's Caucus. Tavia, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me. This is great. It's a bad reason to be here, but I'm always excited to talk to you.
So the voter fraud exists, Tavia. We have found it. The problem is it's the people who keep claiming that there's voter fraud.
Yeah, that thou dost protest too much. And so sure enough, once again, corruption runs rampant in Ohio. We're 30 to 40 years of full-on GOP corruption, and it just doesn't end. So last week, you know, I watched as Householder was finally, you know, escorted out. And, you know, so that's one step of corruption. And then I hear about GOP corruption when actually they've been looking for all this voter fraud and they found it amongst their own leagues. So, you know, if we don't stay on top of them, we're headed in the wrong direction. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about tonight, which is House Bill 294. Once again, Ohio getting in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but Ohio, another one of those Republican states. It's a Republican state. I hate to say it. I was born and raised in Cleveland. When I was there, it was a solidly Democratic state. Had two of the best senators, John Glenn and Howard Metzenbaum, that you could possibly have. And then all craziness broke loose because we lost. Well, we didn't lose. We gave away our manufacturing base and all those good union jobs left and left people desperate and angry. And this is how I think we've gotten to the point that we're at right now.
I agree completely. But what I also notice is happening is more people are tuned in to the crazy talk and not really tuned into what's going on at their state legislature. Because I think if people understood that in particular, they're definitely trying to roll back your rights and your ability to vote here in Ohio. And it's really just voter suppression. And, you know, in the testimony that we've heard, people are so angry that we're calling it voter suppression. Well, when you take away 400 hours of my being able to go to a drop ballot box, then you know, you're suppressing my vote because you're telling me that if I come in on the 11th day, I can't vote in that drop box that's right there at the Board of Elections. I got to get my grandchild out of the back seat and I got to, you know, bring them in only to give it to someone who could have been just watching the drop box. It doesn't make sense. And so, you know, there are just so many ways that unfortunately Ohio is rolling back to the bad old days, and it's just disappointing.
No, it is disappointing. But this is the plan. I mean, this is the GOP plan of going forward in 2022. It's how they're going to hold on to some bit of power, especially in a state like Ohio, where if Biden does get an infrastructure plan through, we create those good jobs, people start going, hey, things are going in the right direction. Republicans got a problem. But what I find interesting is, you know, both of your senator, your Senator Rob Portman voted against the For the People Act yesterday. Obviously, Sherrod Brown voted for it. But you know, you've got all of this push by Republicans saying, no, it's a bad bill. It's suppressing our ability to suppress your right to vote. It's really just this weird kind of moment. We're talking about bipartisanship. We got to have all this stuff. Yet in a state like Ohio and Georgia and others, there isn't any of that.
Well, and that's the sad thing is because any of the polling, if you look at here in Ohio, 49% of the people, you know, are basically voting with Democrats and 51%, you know, voting with Republicans. But here's the thing, we're all in the same place. If you do any of the polling on where people want to be able to vote, safe and accessible voting is all people say over and over again. Not once does anyone say, hey, you should cut down on some of those hours, you know, at the polling locations. No one says that. People believe that we can have, you know, it's one or the other. Our Secretary of State says out of one side of his mouth, well, 2020 was one of the best run elections. You know, look at everything we did. And let's put in some measures to make sure people can't vote conveniently. And it's just one more, you know, it's just one more hassle and one more hurdle, which concerns me because if Ohio keeps doing these things, no one's going to want to come here and live the Ohio promise. I mean, you can live the American dream right here in Ohio, that you can live safely and securely, work, live, retire here in Ohio and live the American dream. But why would I want to come here if my dream is really just a nightmare? And all I'm talking about is how many pieces of literature do I need in order to show proof of ID before I can vote here?
Yeah. And this is one of those things that I've gotten into over the years of, you know, people being for or against voter ID. And I'm not entirely against the idea. My problem is that you know, I have lived in different areas throughout my life. I grew up in a very poor neighborhood where very few people had cars or driver's license. So getting an ID is something that was, you know, probably a difficult thing. So people used, you know, their electric bill or whatever. For me, it's about more forms of identification being available rather than, you know, we have nobody showing ID because we want to make sure people are legally able to vote. I don't think anyone's against that. My problem is how restrictive they have gotten because they know we can exclude poor people.
Well, and don't forget, you know, when GOP corruption comes to town, they can't wait to talk out of both sides of their mouth. So what they present here in Ohio is, hey, you know, we're just making, you know, we're asking for voter ID and we're making it more simple. Nope. Let's go the other direction, folks. It's really actually more complex. When you require a three-tiered method of determining if your ID is the right ID, so you need two different forms of ID in order to opt in on voter automatic registration, that's not automatic to me. And I think a lot of Ohio voters are going to be unpleasantly surprised if House Bill 294 becomes law. And, you know, the other thing we've got to throw in the mix here is, you know, the GOP just wants all the cake and they want to eat it too. So what they've done is not only as householder who is facing, who's facing an indictment on $61 million in the largest bribery scheme in Ohio's history, but now the GOP just made it so that he gets to pick where he's going to be prosecuted. So, yeah, they passed, introduced a bill so that, you know, the defendant for the only time in Ohio history now can pick, well, you know, hey, maybe I'd like to be prosecuted back at home. So it's like the corruption hits just keep coming. And so I think while people are, you know, just trying to work, live, retire, live the American dream, all they have is a bunch of, you know, laws that are being passed to just make it harder on them. And I can't understand this corruption.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, and you're talking about Larry Householder, who was former Speaker of the House there in Ohio. As you said, you know, $61 million corruption scheme because of they gave a bunch of money to one of the nuclear power companies, right?
Well, and that's the allegation is that but unbeknownst to any of us, you know, he was setting up this whole scheme, not just to get that bill passed, but actually to become speaker. So he had the wheels turning on this, you know, years in the making, you know, and if we're to believe the indictments, you know, he was doing all that with large sums of money from an unnamed company. And, you know, here we go, Ohio. Corruption 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, you know, when are people going to get tired of it? And so here we are, we're all sitting here and almost $61 million just handed to the taxpayers. And he was actually outraged that he would be ousted. And, you know, really, his buddies only finally ousted him because the Democrats actually filed when we gave notice to them that we were going to file to have him ousted. And so they swooped in to save the day and decided they were going to oust him on his own. But what took him so long, right? Yeah. So, you know, here we are, we're just wallowing in corruption and it's just making us all look bad. You know, as public servants, we are responsible for public trust. And how can people trust us if they continue to watch that this bribery scheme, the largest in Ohio history, along with just years of corruption compounded by additional bills that keep getting passed, how can people have confidence in the public servants? And that's what we want to bring back.
Here's my theory on this, Tavia, and you can disagree with me if you have to. Whenever Republicans have these scandals, their base doesn't care because they think government is bad anyway and can't do anything and shouldn't be doing anything. So there isn't really the kind of punishment because Republicans tell their voters, government is bad. Government doesn't work. It's all corrupt. And we're going to show you how corrupt it is by being as corrupt as we can possibly be. So don't hold us accountable when we are, because we told you and you voted for us anyway.
And you know, that's such a good point, because what it is it assumes that Ohio is like, you know, Charlie Brown continuing to kick the football if Lucy pulls it away. And so what a sad statement, what a cynical viewpoint that you would have about your own voters. And what I choose to believe is that actually these are not low information voters. These are high information voters. And I think Ohioans are sick of it. And I think of that is tomorrow we'll be on the lawn of the state house and we're going to have people bust in from all over the state, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. People are coming to say, no, we don't believe that you should try to shove down our throats yet another piece of corruption, which is taking away your ability to vote safely and securely.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, because this is the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides. And look, when we did our civil rights tour back in 2015, we ended up down in Jackson, Mississippi. And we were at the bus terminal where the Freedom Riders came in and were ultimately rounded up and thrown into prison because they had the audacity to show up. And we met a guy who was a 15-year-old kid back then, who got swept up and thrown into Parchment Prison for a couple of days with a rapist and a murderer. And he was happy that the murderer protected him from getting raped, and loved the Republican governor, by the way, who got him out of jail. So interesting tale. But, you know, the 60th anniversary of this, you know, and what a great time to revive that history of fighting for people's rights to be able to vote.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of this Freedom to Vote tour, is that we're gathering up the usual suspects, the people who have been in the trenches, and we're adding them to the young kids. So young people have contacted me. They're all on board. They're going to be on these buses and they're going to be out there tomorrow letting people know we're not letting you take away our voter accessibility without a fight. And so, again, this is organic. It isn't as if we suggested it. It's the people who have called for us. First of all, as you probably know, we did our voter tour. So we went all over Ohio and just listened to Ohioans with what they want and how outraged they were by the attempted passing of 294. And then the next step is the voter rally tomorrow. And so we're anticipating a huge crowd. We've got our union brothers and sisters engaged. We've got the teachers. We've got, you know, the manufacturers. We just got people coming out tomorrow to just let our Republican colleagues know that they're not standing for this. Now, that bill is not scheduled for a vote or for a hearing, but guess what? We got other difficult stuff that's going to be voted on. So what we're hoping is people can see what we're doing on the lawn, and then they come into the state house and participate in their government by letting their voice be heard on a lot of these other bills that are just no good.
Yeah. A lot of bad ideas out there. I mean, they're banging around in our state, too. The difference is here in Pennsylvania, we've got a Democratic governor who will veto these bad ideas. But look, in 2022, if a Republican wins as governor here, 2023, we're going to be competing with you for most corrupt in the country. You know that, right?
I hear you. You know, and I don't know. So far, Ohio's got you beat on that. And it's an embarrassing statement. You know, I don't know when we're going to clean up the corruption here, but I'm fighting every day.
Now, I know you are. So last line of questioning I got for you, because look, I like you said, I haven't met anyone who says, no, we need to strengthen the ability to deny people the right to vote. Everybody I talk to face to face says, look, every American citizen has the right to the ballot box. And we should make it accessible. Most people I talk to think it's crazy that we run this entire experiment of self-governance on a single Tuesday between 7 and 7 p.m. That we should be expanding. We've got technology. We've got ways of making it easier. Yes. We should be doing that.
Right. I agree. And, you know, while we're celebrating different holidays, how about giving people Election Day off? The people that I know in the 35th district, they shower when they get home at night. And so these people are not looking for a handout, but what they are looking for, they want to continue to work. They want to be able to be at work on time, et cetera. But they're also, you know, they would really appreciate having time to vote. So now with this House Bill 294, they're going to cut off voting on Monday before Election Day. Well, you know, that a lot of people can't do a lot of planning. I have a lot of flexibility with my job, but they can't do all that planning. They don't get their schedule in advance. And so they're going to have to try to figure out a way to dodge around all these plans, you know, and the long lines. I mean, the lines are going to be incredible. They already were huge for 2020, but now with the reduction in hours of the drop boxes, then, you know, that's going to mean longer lines. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure any of this out. It's about suppressing the vote.
Yeah, as where I've always said, we need to expand the number of representatives we have. We need to shrink the number of people that they represent. And we need to get politicians back to the people and make it more accessible that we have those kind of conversations. And you know, the access to the ballot box equally important. But we've got a lot of work to do, and I'm glad that folks like you are out there fighting the fight. Tavia, I appreciate the time. And tomorrow, keep it up on the lawn there with the Freedom Riders come to town. It should be an exciting day.
Will do. Hey, thank you so much.
Good stuff. As always, our good friend, Ohio State Representative Tavia Galonsky. Interesting to see how this convergence on Washington, D.C. is going to come about. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.